60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, it is Friday, and that means it's time to feel...
That's it?
Say it.
Good.
There's
so many words that can come after feel, but let's do feel good. Feel good Friday. Let's go around the room and find out what everybody's feeling good about today. Digital Jake, our digital director, what are you feeling good about today?
Hi, Jubal. It's Digital Jake.
Hey.
I'm feeling good this Friday because I just completed some sort of certification. I got some sort of email from Marv Management that said, hey, Digital Jake, need to be certified in some sort of EBS, EMS. I wasn't really paying attention, but
EMS?
I believe I'm now qualified to touch any button in here.
Nice.
Yeah, with impunity. Well, so I just feel like I might be touching buttons all day today.
Okay, yeah, just walk around the studio, touch any button you want.
Mm-hmm. What's this red one do?
Don't touch that one.
No.
Barbecue Chris, what do you feel good about today?
I'm on this diet thing, and I'm losing tons of weight.
Yeah, really
I'm
fast.
A lot lighter than I used to be like a week ago.
I mean, you are really slim.
How many
it's crazy.
Pounds have you lost in a week?
Like 10.
Damn.
Hey.
Oh,
bro.
My God.
You win after 2 weeks.
Celebrate with a pizza.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right, Brooke, what do you feel good about?
Ooh, I feel so good because the candy bowl is full at the front desk again. Are you kidding me? I've had Kit Kats this week. I've had Snickers. Dude, I love Halloween, and I love our front desk candy bowl.
All right, Jose, what do you feel good about today?
My dad is flying in this weekend. We're having a bro sports weekend. I'm excited to see my pops.
And maybe he'll clean your place?
Oh, dude, he definitely will clean my place, actually.
Awesome. That's what you're most excited about.
I feel bad because he's going to sleep on the couch. He refuses to let me get him a hotel room because he hates spending money. And I honestly thought about that. I'm like, actually, I know he can't stand dirt and garbage. So I know my ditches are going to get done. Fridge will probably get cleaned out.
Oh,
it'll be really
God.
Productive for him. Well, for me too, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Sports.
Jeff, what do you feel good about today?
I feel good because I carved a pumpkin the other night, and it's probably the best pumpkin I've ever carved.
Aww.
Really?
Yeah, they never turn out the way you want them to,
no,
but
never.
This one was just flawless. I took like a billion pictures of it. I'm so happy.
Ooh, hashtag flawless.
What was the shape? Plastic?
It's a skeleton face.
Oh,
wow.
That's a little sophisticated.
Spooky.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, you're not going to see any pictures of it because it's for me. So.
Oh.
Whoa.
You're just looking at them yourself?
Yep.
I did such a good job. What do I feel good about today? I have a new probiotic drink, and I love it.
Oh, gross.
Yes. It's
nice.
Called Yakult.
Catchy name.
Sounds like the sound you make when you puke.
Yeah.
Yakult.
Delicious.
Probiotic drink, but I've been drinking so many of them, and my stomach feels great.
Is that why you, like, haven't gone to the bathroom, like, twice already?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm nonstop in the bathroom, so I'm also losing weight, Chris. All right, text in 78592. Tell us what you feel good about today. Let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
And I got Jubal.
All right, okay, here we go. Grab the shock collar while I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
A recent survey asked people to name their biggest pet peeves when they go to the gym. And they found the top four answers. To help you out, I'll let you know that loud grunting while exercising did not make the top four.
Really?
That was fifth.
Oh.
Okay, good. It's good to know I'm not annoying people.
I was going to say Jubal.
Yeah.
Oh!
So you're not even lifting weights.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll also give you one lifeline. You can ask me about any number, and I'll tell you what the correct answer is. So with that in mind, name the top four biggest pet peeves at the gym.
Okay. Instantly, I'm going to go with not wiping down the equipment.
Yeah.
You know? I've heard.
Yeah. People get upset about that. I don't. I like it.
What?
I like to place my sweat on top of other people's sweat. You know?
No, no, no. Can you leave that, please?
Yeah. Yeah, please. Don't wipe that up. That's going to be on the list. It doesn't have to be in the right order?
No.
No? Okay.
Okay, can I try to help? Because I've never been to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was in high school and I was on the football team. I wouldn't have waited, but I was in the gym.
You would be there, yeah.
Yeah. What I've heard is people getting hit on. Like, when people are, like, constantly...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, more girls than guys.
Yeah, but, not a lot of guys getting hit on at the gym.
But, I mean, just in general, because they're in the tight outfits, and they're, you know, trying, even, you know, trying
it's
to lift weights.
It's annoying to be a dude at the gym and then to watch guys hit on women, too. Because you can tell they don't want anything to do with it, but then there's just the guys that just come around the whole time, just like, hey.
You need a spot?
Yeah. Where'd you learn to lift that heavy thing?
Also, people who, like, take over a machine forever and don't get off
you,
it.
When you hog.
Yeah.
I could see that.
So I can ask you about any one of them?
Mm-hmm.
What's number three?
Number three is people who don't wipe down equipment after they use it.
Dang it. Okay.
What about playing music on your phone instead of in your headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like out loud?
Or, like, FaceTiming? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Having a call on speakerphone while you're at the gym. That's or like, any call, really.
I can see that.
What else is annoying at the gym?
Can I give you some advice, Jubal?
Sure.
People who give advice at the gym.
Oh, that is annoying.
Like, let me show you a little trick.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah. Do not talk to me.
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey asked people to name the biggest pet peeves when they go to the gym, and they found the top four answers. You have to name them in no particular order.
Okay, so we know that not wiping down the equipment is there. What about just people smelling bad?
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
A thing.
Yeah, you may not be able to avoid it, but
yeah.
It sucks.
I'm going to go with smelling bad, not wiping down the equipment, hogging equipment, and...
Hit on?
Hitting on people, sure.
A recent survey found the top four biggest pet peeves that people have when they go to the gym. You had to name all of them in no particular order. Number four is people who hog the equipment.
Okay.
Got that one right. Number three, we already knew, people who don't wipe down the equipment after they use it. Number two is excessive nudity in the locker room.
Oh!
And the number one pet peeve that people have when they go to the gym is seeing people who are constantly taking selfies while they work out.
You know, I actually thought selfies, and then I got sidetracked and forgot to bring it back. Yeah. All right, I got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Macho Man by the Village People. So lyrics for that. Here we go. Macho, macho man, I gotta be a macho man.
Yeah.
Macho, macho man, I gotta be a macho. Ow! That's a catchy song.
I imagine you singing that out loud in the gym.
Yeah, knowing everybody, not wiping down the equipment, taking selfies. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.